Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anderson Healy Show, the weekly broadcast from the Sun Devil Radio Network that brings you all the latest news in Arizona State University Sun Devil sports. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of ASU football, men's basketball, and baseball. Alongside me, Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. The Anderson Healy Show is presented each week by MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank, the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics, and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money, member FDIC. Time now for me to welcome in my co-host, ASU Athletic Director, Ray Anderson. Good day to you, Ray. Busy times for your athletic department right now, huh?
Yeah, indeed, Tim. Good day to you and all Sun Devil fans. A very busy time, in large part driven by the uncertainty and the day-by-day kind of determinations you have to make, unfortunately, because of this COVID situation. There's no escaping it. It is driving a lot of our time and effort.
Absolutely. As Ray indicated, once again this week, our lead story deals with the unwelcome yet undeniable influence of COVID-19 in the day-to-day scheduling of Sun Devil athletic events. Four different Sun Devil winter sports have had their seasons interrupted by breakouts of the highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 within their programs. The hardest hit have been the Sun Devil men's and women's basketball teams, which combined have had a total of 10 games, including 9 Pac-12 conference games, either postponed or canceled in the last 2 weeks. 5 women's games, 5 men's games. Now, one of the men's games, the one that was canceled in late December, a home game against Florida A&M, was canceled because of issues in the arena facility at Desert Financial Arena. But the other 9 Pac-12 postponements, 5 women's games, 4 men's games, were or are due to health and safety protocols, some involving ASU's programs, but some also involving the programs of Arizona State's scheduled opponents. Included among the postponements, games that were to have been played this coming Thursday, January 13th, the Sun Devil men were scheduled to have hosted the Utes of Utah at 7 p.m. at Desert Financial Arena Thursday night. The Arizona State women were slated to play at Oregon on Thursday night. Both those games postponed due to health and safety protocols in the ASU men's and women's basketball program. As of now, Ray, the scheduled Saturday games for men's and women's basketball are still on. The Sun Devil men scheduled to host Colorado this Saturday night, January 15th at 8 p.m., the Sun Devil women slated to play Saturday afternoon at Oregon State. Both those games on as of now, but certainly, Ray, everything is so very fluid right now. Give us your assessment and the latest updates you can provide for us on the matters.
Yeah, well, Tim, you give a good summary. It is very fluid. 9 of the 12 Pac-12 institutions have had basketball contests on the men and women's side interrupted by COVID. And it's not just one or two programs. It's across the board. If it's not us, it's someone else. If it's not someone else, it's us. It's been so frustrating. But the new variant, the Omicron, however you want to pronounce it, it is nasty. It is tenacious. And it takes no prisoners, if you will. So every time you look around, there seems to be another challenge that ourselves and literally every other institution is going through. So when we have our Pac-12 athletic director meetings, that's the first thing and the last thing we seem to be talking about is how are we going to continue to try to battle this insidious Omicron. So right now, tentative for Saturday, both the men and women. But as our fans know, Tim, we tape this show earlier in the week. By the time we get to Saturday, it could be a much different scene, but that's the case all across the country, every level of the sport, from junior high to high school to college to pros, we're all battling this craziness.
And Ray, you make a great point how fluid the situation is. As Ray indicated, we tape this show generally, and as the case now, on Tuesday. We're taping on Tuesday, January 11th. But a lot of folks, very frankly, may access this show on the Arizona Sports app later in the week, by which time the status of the Saturday games could have changed between now and then. And it's a very fluid situation. And Ray, I think the best thing our fans can do is just to stay in contact with ASU's athletics website, thesundevils.com, or follow Arizona State Athletics on Twitter at the Sun Devils to get the very latest as to the status of those Saturday basketball games and other athletic events moving forward.
Very wise counsel, Tim. Yes, please go online and double check the schedule. If there's been a cancellation or postponement, it will indicate on the site, because we don't want people making unnecessary trips and then we're not in action. But it is so fluid that it is wise for our fans to make sure they're going online, calling the ticket office, do whatever you need to do to get some assurance that, in fact, the game is being played. And that's going to be the case for the next several weeks, we anticipate. So we're just going to have to be patient, but we're going to have to be diligent in what we're doing. And the fans also have to be diligent in checking the schedule so they do not inconvenience themselves by showing up, as we've had some people unfortunately do, and not seeing that it had already been postponed. We want to avoid that if we can.
Now, with games having been postponed in both men's and women's basketball for a couple of weeks now, another challenge that you, your fellow athletic directors, and the Pac-12 conference will be facing will be getting these games rescheduled in what is an ever-compressing window of time to get the games rescheduled. We saw that issue rear its ugly head last year, too.
Yes, and it will repeat itself, Tim, unfortunately, because there's only so many days. And because of student health and safety, you can't all of a sudden look up and you're playing four or five games a week. That would not suffice for academic purposes and travel purposes. And, you know, they're student athletes, so they're, you need to be attentive to the academic part of this and their health. So there will be limited number of games to be rescheduled. And then the big part of the challenge is, how do you prioritize which games should be played first in line? Is it to accommodate the teams that have the best records at the time and are most likely to make the postseason tournament? Or do you accommodate the teams who need some games and need some wins to put themselves in position? And so that's the juggling that this craziness is going to require us as athletic directors in the conference office to maneuver around at some point. So it's going to be a challenging close to the season, if you will. And we're trying to get to a close of the season by at least having a mid-season and then get closer to the end of a real season.
For sure. Of course, we hope for the best for the Saturday basketball games and all other sports moving on. But if Saturday's men's basketball game is able to be played, the Sun Devils hosting Colorado on Saturday night at Desert Financial Arena, it will be a special evening at the bank, because that will be the night that the jersey number 5, worn with great distinction by former Sun Devil great Ike Diagu from 2002 to 2005, will be elevated to the rafters of Desert Financial Arena. ASU's first ever consensus All-American in men's basketball, Ike Diagu, was the Pac-12 Player of the Year in 2005 when he became the first player in conference history to lead the league in scoring, rebounding, and blocked shots in the same season, averaging over 22 points, nearly 10 rebounds, and over 2 blocks per game. A well-deserved honor, Ray, for one of ASU's all-time greats. And let's hope that we can honor Ike this Saturday. That will be a fluid situation, but whenever it happens, it is a well-deserved honor for a great player.
Oh, Ike, as you say, one of the best of all time here at ASU. And so we look forward to honoring him and lifting that number 5 up into the rafters. And so we certainly hope that the pandemic cooperates so we can do that. So check again in advance. We must tell our Sun Devil Athletics fans to make sure that's happening. Whenever it happens, we will honor Ike appropriately because it's so well deserved. But yes, he was a stellar here, I'm told. I didn't get a chance to see him play personally, but when I hear the folks describe him as a player and as a representative of Sun Devil Athletics in the basketball program. He stood tall. There's no question about that, Tim.
I had the honor and privilege of broadcasting all of Ike Diagu's games on the radio from 2002 to 2005. As a freshman in 02-03, he helped lead Rob Evans' team to the NCAA tournament and a round one victory in the tournament that year over a John Calipari-coached Memphis team before the Sun Devils ran into a buzzsaw in the round of 32 against Kansas, a Kansas team that ended up in the national championship game that year. And interestingly, Ike Diagu, one of the schools heavily recruiting him, was Kansas, coached at the time by Roy Williams. And now, of course, he became one of Arizona State's all-time greats, went on to play 7 years in the NBA, and in recent years has competed in two Summer Olympics as a member of Nigeria's national men's basketball team. Again, let's hope that the game Saturday against Colorado comes off as scheduled, as Ike Diagu is honored on that evening with his jersey being elevated to the rafters of Desert Financial Arena. Now, in addition to men's and women's basketball, two other ASU sports have had their schedules interrupted due to COVID-19. Just days after he joined us on last week's show to preview his gymnastics team's upcoming season, Coach Jay Santos saw his squad's scheduled opener against 13th-ranked Kentucky canceled because of COVID issues in his ASU program, issues which also, Ray, forced Arizona State to pull out of the collegiate championship event in Anaheim, California over the weekend.
Yes, and it's so disappointing because we were looking forward to hosting Kentucky and then going to the other showcase. Our girls have been really working hard, and then to get popped out by COVID at the last minute, very disappointing. But those are the realities with which all of us are dealing. Because, a lot of the Olympic sports, wrestling, gymnastics, they're in close proximity. They're gathered. They're around each other. They're indoors, just like basketball. You're indoors. You're in your locker rooms. You're bumping up against each other all during practice. You're in meetings. So the indoor winter sports in particular have these challenges. So we have ours, and it was unfortunate for gymnastics. And I know you're going to talk about wrestling as well, who had some stuff canceled, Tim.
Indeed. The Gym Devils are, as of now, scheduled to open their season this Saturday, January 15th. And what an opener it will be as Jay and Jess Santos take their team to Ann Arbor, Michigan to take on number one ranked Michigan before traveling to Salt Lake City next Friday, January 21st, to face fourth ranked Utah. Again, the ASU Michigan gym meet scheduled for Saturday is on as of now. But again, our mantra, check your local listings. Keep in touch with the sundevils.com or on ASU Athletics Twitter sites. And Ray, I have a hunch that most of the folks that tune in and watch our show each week are pretty well connected to the various Twitter sites involved with ASU Athletics. So hopefully they will be able to get the word on all these events and their status.
Indeed, Tim. And I keep my fingers crossed that we will be able to indeed compete for our fans to enjoy and watch our student athletes do what they love to do. But do check your various sources to make sure that the competitions are up and running, please.
Now, as Ray referenced, the other sport, we've talked about men's and women's basketball, gymnastics. Of course, the Sun Devils' sixth-ranked wrestling team has also been influenced by a recent attack of COVID-19, as the Sun Devils were to have hosted 18th-ranked Iowa State this past Sunday evening, January 9th, at Desert Financial Arena. However, that meet had to be canceled because of health and safety protocols in the Sun Devil wrestling program. Coach Zeke Jones' team is, as of now, scheduled to return to competition, hitting the road for a pair of matches this coming weekend against nationally ranked opponents. The Sun Devils slated to take on 21st-ranked Pittsburgh on Friday evening, January 14th, in the Steel City. And then they head to New Jersey to take on number 19 Princeton on Sunday morning, January 16th, a match that will start at Sunday morning Arizona time. And again, Ray, let's hope that Zeke and his team can compete in those two meets and good ones. They should be matchups, both of them, of nationally ranked wrestling programs.
Yeah, and as our fans listen to us, I think the thing they will appreciate is that these competitions that our wrestling team and our gymnastics squad are competing against, they're nationally ranked teams, just like in hockey. And that is the goal here and the aspirations. We want to compete against the best. And so when you work hard to schedule them and you train and you develop to be able to go compete, and then you're not able to because of this darn COVID situation, it's even more frustrating because these are big time matches and meets that we're trying to compete in. And so the frustration level is elevated when you cannot do that against elite competition, which we are. And so we keep our fingers crossed and we want to be there. Believe it, we want to be there. And so we need everybody just to keep their fingers crossed and keep wishing us well so we can get out there.
And it's not just gymnastics and wrestling that are about to face tremendous competition, but the two men's basketball or the two basketball games that we hope will be played on Saturday. ASU is scheduled to play a Colorado team that was an NCAA tournament team and a Pac-12 tournament finalist a year ago. And Charlie Turner Thorne's team Saturday scheduled to play at Oregon State. And Ray, the Beavers have become a women's basketball powerhouse in recent years.
They certainly have. They're doing a nice job up there with the Beavers. And, of course, Colorado, like you say, in the Pac-12 championship last year. So intense competition is what we're all looking forward to. So, again, Tim, we'll keep our fingers crossed. And, folks, again, check your local listings to make sure we're up and running before you make the trek.
Absolutely. Now, one ASU program that has been able to proceed with its season is the Sun Devil hockey team, which is currently in the midst of a two-week East Coast road trip. And coming up, we'll catch up with one of the stars of the ASU hockey program as the Sun Devils' all-time leading goal scorer, forward Johnny Walker, will join us. But first, let's take a timeout. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
With the ASU Rewards credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can earn points for merchandise, gift cards, travel, cash back, and even ASU fan gear. You'll enjoy a great introductory APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. Plus, the ASU Rewards credit card is covered by the Visa Zero Liability Policy, so you'll never be charged for purchases you didn't make. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
We welcome you back to the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network, our weekly program that gets you up to speed on all the latest news involving Arizona State sports, along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and we're glad you're with us this week. After opening the new year by sweeping back-to-back games against ninth-ranked Cornell, the Sun Devil ice hockey team is in the midst of a two-week East Coast road trip, having played games at Boston University and Northeastern this past week, and moving on to Rochester, New York for a pair of contests this weekend against the Rochester Institute of Technology. Joining us on the show this week to talk about his team and the great career that he has had at Arizona State is Sun Devil Hockey's all-time leading goal scorer with 68 career goals. As a sophomore in 2018-19, he tied for the NCAA lead in goals that season with 23. And that was a season in which he helped lead Arizona State to its first ever NCAA tournament berth. A hometown product who grew up in Phoenix, it's a pleasure to welcome forward Johnny Walker to the Anderson Healy Show. Happy New Year to you, Johnny. How you doing? You managing to stay warm on the East Coast there?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me. Definitely not Phoenix weather here, we'll be home soon.
There you go. As we tape this interview, Johnny and the Sun Devils are looking ahead to a Tuesday night matchup with 11th-ranked Northeastern in Boston after dropping a pair of games to Boston University over the past weekend with a record of 12-13 so far in the season. Johnny, how would you summarize the way this season has gone to date for your team?
Definitely ups and downs. We've had some good wins. And then there's been times where we've definitely, we've struggled and dropped a few that we feel we should have won. Overall we're still in an okay spot to make the tournament. And that's where we want to be. And I think with a few wins down the stretch here, we're going to be fine.
Now, so far to this point in the season, your team has been able to have something of a sense of normalcy in terms of your schedule after ASU hockey endured a difficult COVID-challenged 2020-21 season in which you played all your games on the road and just about all of those against tough competition from the Big Ten Conference. How do you look back and reflect on last season and what that experience was like for you and your teammates?
Yeah, it was definitely bizarre to say the least. Being on the road for 50 days at a time, it was tough. But I think it was good for guys. We really rallied together and really became close as a team. The first trip was real long, and I think it's helped prepare us for this one. Being only 10 or 11 days. This seems like nothing for the guys that went through it last year with the 50-day road trip. But it was a lot like this season, a lot of ups and downs. I think it's really helped help bring this group together, which has benefited a lot this year.
Let's talk about your ASU career for a moment. As we mentioned, you're the school's all-time leader, not only in goals scored with 68, but with 119 career points. You're third all-time in ASU history in assists. And you've done all that while helping to basically build a program from the ground up, a Division I program from the ground up at Arizona State. How will you, Johnny, look back and reflect on your ASU career?
With a lot of gratitude to the guys who came before me. I think when I came in, there was our freshman year, we were still still trying to, find our feet. But there was years before that where guys were really struggling and the team had to take their lumps. So I'm just really thankful for the seniors that came before me, and we call them the founding fathers, but the guys before me who were willing to take those lumps to get us to where we're at now.
Now, you grew up in Phoenix, as we mentioned, and spent a lot of time as a kid, I understand, at Oceanside Ice Arena in Tempe, which is in the final year of being the home rink for Sun Devil hockey. Did you ever think as a kid that you'd be playing big-time college hockey for the home team, Arizona State, at Oceanside? What memories do you have of that building?
I was playing there since I was like 5 or 6 years old. kind of crazy for it to come full circle. I know that there was like talks about there being a Division One team when I was growing up, but I never really fully believed it until it was announced, and I knew I wanted to come here to play college hockey.
Of course, a brand new on-campus home for Sun Devil Hockey is currently under construction and set to open its doors at the start of next season. What will that arena, in your opinion, do for this program moving forward?
Yeah, I think it'll only help continued success with recruiting and obviously being in Arizona and in Tempe, I think that gives a huge advantage. You come and visit Arizona State, and it's not that hard to decide that you want to play college hockey here with the weather, and then obviously that state of the art facility. It's going to be tough to say no to ASU. So I think it'll just help continue grow success and with the Sun Devil hockey program.
Well, you mentioned that, and I was just going to ask you about that. A new arena, great weather, a fast-rising program, so many selling points that Arizona State would seem to have in attracting hockey players who mostly come from cold-weather climates to come play here. You've been a part of the program for 5 years now. How would you sell the ASU program if you were out on the recruiting trail?
I would sell it more than just a hockey program. I've been able to grow relationships with guys on the team that I'll have forever. Guys that I played with my freshman year that I still talk to. It's much more than just a hockey program to me. Just being able to build the relationships with my teammates over the years and grow into a better person is I think what I found most valuable. And I don't think you can really put a price on that as a hockey program, which I think that ASU does better than most.
And it seems to me that your head coach, Greg Powers, really sets the tone for all that, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think it starts with our trip up to Flagstaff that we get to take every year. It brings the new guys and instantly makes them feel like they're part of the team. And that team bonding carries throughout the year and throughout 5 years, if you're lucky enough to be here for that long.
Now, you're one of several players on this year's team from the state of Arizona. And all told, I think there's something like 8 players on the club right now who come from the Western United States, which is not obviously considered to be traditional hockey playing territory. How important is it to continue to see your sport grow out here in Arizona and out here in the Western United States?
Yeah, it's unique. I think that especially still when people ask about Arizona State hockey, they are like dumbfounded that you can even have ice in Arizona. It's so looked down upon. And I think guys like Demetrius Komenzis drafted to the Calgary Flames. And then obviously Josh Jones, who will have a great NHL career, born and raised from in Arizona. I think that that'll really start to put Arizona on the map, just like Austin Matthews did a while ago. But not only do we have a lot of West Coast guys, but there's Arizona guys that have come in their freshman year and are making a huge impact, which is very impressive. So hopefully that'll continue to grow the game here in Arizona.
You mentioned Josh Doan, and boy, he's made an impact already. Of course, his father, Shane Doan, the longtime great for the Arizona Coyotes. And Josh just happens, as we record, to be the top scoring freshman in the nation this year with 22 points on the season. Talk about his start and the qualities that you think, Johnny, will make him such an outstanding player at Arizona State.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great frame, thinks the game at the highest level. He's got a really good shot. And then on top of that, he's just a great kid. I don't think you can say enough nice things about Josh. He's a team first guy and really genuinely cares about his teammates, which is, I think, what will make him the most successful Yeah, he's the closest thing to NHL ready I think you can be as a freshman. He'll continue to work hard and get better every year. And when it's time, he'll be ready to jump into the NHL and make an impact just like he did here.
Yeah, Josh was actually drafted by the Coyotes last June, elected instead to begin his career at Arizona State. And boy, how significant is it? You have several guys on your team that were NHL draftees to have them come and begin their college careers at ASU.
Yeah, it says a lot about the program. Obviously, a few years ago, my freshman year, we were struggling. One of the obviously brand new program, one of the bottom programs. And now, in just the 4 or 5 years I've been here, we're getting some of the best talent in the United States and becoming one of the top programs in the United States too. So that growth, I think, which we'll just see continue. It's pretty cool to be on the ice with such talented hockey players.
And how cool is it to see some of your former teammates actually taking the ice as members of the National Hockey League, guys like Joey Decord and Brinson Pashnuk? That's got to be thrilling for you as their former teammate in college.
Yeah, and there's other guys too playing minor hockey that are doing well and getting opportunities. But yeah, to see Dax and Brinny have success at the next levels. I mean, not surprising by any means. When you play with them for a couple of years, you kind of realize that they're going to be NHLers. But it's really great to see.
You touched on this at the beginning of the interview, but what will be your team's focus for the remainder of the season? Clearly, you feel as though if you can finish strong, you have a shot to get back to the NCAA tournament. You played in the tournament several years ago, and that had to be one of your biggest thrills at Arizona State.
Yeah, I remember just seeing Arizona State on the boards at the regional tournament. That was like something that you just dream of as a kid. And I don't know the stats or the numbers or exactly what it's going to take for us to get there. But I think right now it's just focusing on Northeastern and getting win on the road there. That'll be really helpful. I think we're really close. We've had some good games and we're really starting to figure it out now. The last couple weekends and this, if you want to call it the middle of the season, but I think we're close and we've got a great team and it'd be wrong to not go on a run with these guys.
That's for sure. Well, we've enjoyed watching you play these last few years, Johnny. Continued success to you this season and in the future. And congratulations on all your great accomplishments at Arizona State. Thanks for joining us this week. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Sun Devil hockey star Johnny Walker, our guest on this segment of the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me in just a moment. But first, this time out, you're listening to and watching the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack cheese are a study in contrasts and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. How about that for a masterpiece you can really bite into? The Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
I'm a talking gopher, here to encourage you to buy insurance. Because you should always listen to the advice of spokes animals. After all, who knows more about protecting your home and car than an articulate gopher like me? So let's get down to it.
Spokes animal has been interrupted by AAA Insurance. With affordable auto and home insurance, plus America's most recommended roadside, AAA doesn't need talking gophers because we offer coverage confidence. Visit AAA.com for details and choose coverage confidence. AAA. Outsmart life.
The Anderson Healy Show continues now from the Sun Devil Radio Network. Alongside of Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils. Ray and I are glad you joined us this week. One of ASU's athletic highlights of the 2021 calendar year was the debut of and the Sun Devils' victory in the first-ever Copper Cup competition, a two-day, four-round, season-opening men's golf matchup between the programs of Arizona State and the arch rivals at the University of Arizona. Well, we're happy to tell you that the Copper Cup is back and will return in 2022. In fact, it's coming up this coming Sunday and Monday, January 16th and 17th, at the Ok-Chin Southern Dunes Golf Course down in Maricopa, Arizona. ASU won the inaugural Copper Cup a year ago by 1 point, and this year's competition, Ray, figures to be every bit as close and hotly contested between two of the nation's premier men's golf programs.
Yes, Matt Thurman and the program down at Arizona got together and really put on a great show last year, a great concept. So our second Copper Cup will be happening this weekend and Monday, Tim, and I know our guys are excited about it. A good way to get started outside at a beautiful venue, and the golf is going to be top notch. There's no question about it. So should be fun. I hope some of the fans can get out. And because it's outside and in the fresh air, hopefully we will have no inhibitors in terms of fans being able to get out and about and enjoy the golf that's coming up.
Indeed, that's the other bit of good news. Not only does the Copper Cup event return in 2022, but fans, as of now, last word we've had, fans will be admitted to the event down at Ok-Chin Southern Dunes. Stands have been set up on the first and 18th holes of the golf course, which, Ray, should only enhance the atmosphere of the event matching these arch-rival golf programs.
Oh, yes, and our young men, they love that. Our student-athletes love performing in front of fans. That's what it's all about for a lot of them. So I'm sure they'll have a wonderful setup out there with all the bells and whistles to give you the feel of a really elite tournament. And I'm sure the Ok-Chin folks are very anxious to have us out there and show us their stuff. And so fans ought to get out there and enjoy the environment, Tim.
Meantime, the Sun Devil women's golf program does not open its season for another week, but a former Arizona State golfer is the subject of some good news this week with word that former ASU great Lynn Grant has qualified for the LPGA Tour as well as the Ladies European Tour. Grant got through the grueling qualifying process in outstanding fashion. She had to play 8 tough rounds of golf and finished the 8 rounds 5 under par. That tied her for 35th place, well within the top 45 threshold that a woman needs to qualify. And Lynn Grant has indeed qualified and is about to hit the LPGA Tour, Ray.
Yeah, and that's so great for Lynn. She was such a great Sun Devil, is a great Sun Devil. So to see her go out in her first attempt to qualify for both the U.S. and the international circuit is a real tribute to her and her skill set and her dedication and passion for the game. And I'm sure Missy and all of our folks over at Women's Golf are very proud of her, happy for her. All of us should be. So congratulations to Lynn Grant.
Lynn Grant is no stranger to playing in professional events. She's already played in 2 U.S. Women's Opens and a Women's British Open as an amateur. And she will become the 6th former Sun Devil currently on the LPGA Tour. Meanwhile, a current female Sun Devil student athlete has received some well-deserved recognition as reigning NCAA discus champion Yurinde Van Klinken is one of 10 athletes on the 2022 preseason watch list for the Bowerman, which is track and field's equivalent of the Heisman Trophy. Van Klinken set a meet record in the discus en route to her title at last June's NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon. This is Yurinde's second straight year on the Bowerman watch list. She was a semi-finalist, Ray, for the award last year.
Yes, Yurinde deserves to be on that very prestigious list with her accomplishments. And to have her on the list coming back for another season to compete, it'd be fun to watch her progress. And she was a semifinalist recently. Let's get her into the finalist category this year, because that's a really wonderful event, which I attended with Buffy when we went to see Turner Washington just a few weeks ago, and would love to see Yurinde there as well.
Boy, how awesome is that? A Sun Devil was a finalist just months ago. You mentioned Turner Washington, and now Yurinde Van Klinken on the early watch list for this year's female Bowerman. By the way, Arizona State's 2022 indoor track and field season officially gets underway this weekend, Friday, January 14th. A small group of ASU throwers and pole vaulters will head up I-17 to the beautiful town of Flagstaff, Arizona, to compete in the Axum Open at Northern Arizona University. The entire track and field squad will be in action next Saturday, January 22nd, at a meet in Albuquerque hosted by the University of New Mexico. And Ray, I know you're anxious to see track and field start to strut its stuff on the indoor circuit starting in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Dion and Coach Blue and the others, Devani, Shannon, they're ready to go. And did really well, as you know, finishing last year in the outdoors, ninth and ninth, respectively. So now we got to go indoors and do our thing indoors. So starting off at Flagstaff and then going up the next week. Interesting group, intrigued by their prospects. It should be fun to watch the indoor meets this year, Tim.
Ray and I will return with some closing notes, including news of a brand new facility for Sun Devil Beach Volleyball. As we wind down this week's broadcast after these messages, this is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
A regular hard seltzer usually sounds like this. But with added antioxidant vitamin C, Vizzy Hard Seltzer just hits different.
Vitamin C.
You hear that?
Vitamin C.
Regular hard seltzer? Vizzy Hard Seltzer.
Vitamin C.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer is available now. Try it today. Vizzy. Step up your seltzer game. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Flavored beer.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack cheese are a study in contrasts and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. How about that for a masterpiece you can really bite into? The Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger. Just like you like it.
I'm Danger, a maestro of fear, skilled at scaring you into buying insurance. You've heard my work. It's my job to tell you about the bad stuff that can happen to your car or home. Ready for the big explosion? Here we...
This scare tactic has been interrupted by AAA Insurance. With affordable auto and home insurance, plus America's most recommended roadside, AAA doesn't need scare tactics because we offer coverage confidence. Visit AAA.com for details and choose coverage confidence. AAA. Outsmart life.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
We are nearing the finish line of this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. He is Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. I am Sun Devil play-by-play voice Tim Healy, and Ray and I are glad you joined us this week. Arizona State Athletics' impressive array of state-of-the-art facilities is about to expand even more in the coming months. Construction is already underway on a new facility that will be the new home of the Sun Devil Beach Volleyball Program, located north of Sun Devil Soccer and Lacrosse Stadium and east of ASU's home softball field, Farrington Stadium. The new beach volleyball facility is expected to be ready later this spring when the Sand Devils, Ray, get their season underway.
And we're very happy for our beach volleyball team and Coach Keenan and his crew. They've been patient over at the Para Club, a really nice facility, and we appreciate the Para Club being available. But we needed our own on-campus facility. The proximity, the convenience for our student-athletes was really important, and we were able to put it together. So we have a really nice state-of-the-art collegiate beach volleyball facility going in as we speak, Tim. And every week or so I venture out there, and it's really gratifying to see. It's going to be a beautiful facility. Some folks remember the old band feel where the band would practice under the lights just, I guess you would say, east and north of the softball facility, and that's where the new beach volleyball facility is going in right now. It's going to be a really, really nice addition to our sports venues for our student-athletes. And we'll be able to accommodate some club sports and some recreational and local tournaments and clinics, et cetera. So we're excited about a new facility on campus that will serve multiple purposes, but certainly be the home for our new beach volleyball.
And meanwhile, construction ongoing on your new multipurpose arena that will be the home of hockey and several other sports, and that work is just progressing tremendously right now.
Every time you go by it, Tim, literally when I go by it, I get chills because it's been a 6-year project, and it's wow. it's coming up out of the ground beautifully. In fact, it's enclosed for the most part. So new home for hockey, a community ice rink for club hockey, youth hockey, adult hockey, and will also be the home venue for wrestling and gymnastics. 6,500-seat concert venue, and other activities that we will have here for ourselves and our community. So between the new facilities going up, we're very, very grateful and gratified that we're able to make these things available. So the multipurpose and now the new beach facility, it's going to be exciting around here these next few months. People will see that things are well and progressing, notwithstanding the big C that we keep talking about in COVID.
Absolutely. Sheila McInerney's 38th season as the head coach of the Arizona State women's tennis program is about to get underway this weekend. Sheila's Sun Devils will open the 2022 season with a home doubleheader this Saturday at the Whiteman Tennis Center. Arizona State will host matches against UC Davis starting at 10 a.m., and then crosstown rival Grand Canyon at 3 p.m. as Sheila and her team begin their quest for ASU's 34th consecutive NCAA tournament appearance. Now, Sheila loses 5 seniors and 3 of her top singles players from a year ago, Ilza Hadding, Sammy Hampton, and Lauren Jean-Baptiste. But, Ray, I know Sheila feels as though she has a lot of depth on her team heading into 2022, and I think she's very optimistic she has another NCAA tournament caliber squad on her hands this year.
Yes, indeed she does. Coach McInerney, as we all know, has had a superior career here, driven in large part by the fact that she could really identify, evaluate talent, and then recruit him to ASU, Tim. And she's done a marvelous job with that for 38 years. In 34 consecutive years, taking teams to the postseason. So it'll be exciting to get started in this doubleheader this weekend. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing Sheila lead yet another wonderful team to real good success for us this year.
It's going to be a busy weekend at the Whiteman Tennis Center because Coach Matt Hill's 22-22 Sun Devil men's team will open its season on Friday, January 14th, a 3 p.m. match against the Antelopes of Grand Canyon. What's your take on Matt's team this year, Ray?
Same deal. Matt has come in here and really resurrected this men's program, as you know, Tim. Come in and put some playoff teams together very quickly. So he indicates he's excited and very confident in the roster he's put together. I haven't been able to get out there, so I'm looking forward to seeing him Friday myself. But Matt's very humble. But Matt also, from my perspective, also is very confident in his quiet way. And I think he likes this roster that he's got, Tim. So he'll sneak him out there on Friday, and then we'll see how it goes.
Finally, this week, after a nearly two-month-long break from competition, the Sun Devil men's and women's swimming teams will head back to the pool this Friday, January 14th, as they'll host Pac-12 rival Utah at 3 p.m. at the Mona Plummer Aquatic Center on campus. This will be Arizona State's final home swimming meet of the season, as well as Senior Day. The 17 seniors in Coach Bob Bowman's program will be honored on Friday, as Bob's men's squad, Ray, will take a number 6 national ranking into the meet with Utah, and that's the highest ranking in program history.
Indeed, and Coach Bowman, Coach Rachel have done a wonderful job with our men's and women's teams. So the highest ranking, yes, in our history. A lot of the players took advantage of an additional year. They came back. As you remember, we redshirted both teams last year because they didn't want to waste what they knew would be a COVID-interrupted year and come back in full force and able to do that. So this meet, Senior Day, 17 seniors at 3 o'clock on Friday. We'll be there, Tim, to honor these seniors for sure, at least for the first part of the meet. And then we'll hustle over, Buffy and I, to see Matt Hill in the men's tennis team against Grand Canyon. And then get a good night's sleep and then hustle to get the doubleheader of Saturday tennis with the women tennis. But let's start with the men's women swimming and diving. Senior Day on Friday, it should be fabulous. Outdoors, I think we're going to have people in the stands. So, folks, please plan to come. But still check your local listings in advance in case something crazy happens.
Well, we keep our fingers crossed. What a great weekend it could be on campus. As you indicated, you got swimming and men's tennis on Friday. And then Saturday, the women's tennis team opens with a doubleheader. The Copper Cup golf competition Sunday and Monday. And we hope a men's basketball game on Saturday night at Desert Financial Arena, a game honoring former Sun Devil great Ike Diagu. And with that, we put the finishing touches on this week's edition of the Anderson Healy Show, presented once again this week by our friends at MidFirst Bank, the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money, member FDIC. Thanks to our show producer, Arizona State Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand. Thanks to our outstanding engineer producer, Sean Crespin, from the Sun Devil Radio Network, and our sensational show scheduler, Kim Nelson, of Sun Devil Athletics. Ray and I are back next week with another edition of the Anderson Healy Show. We hope you'll tag along and join us then. Ray, always great to visit with you. Stay healthy, my friend, and let's convene a week from now and hopefully have better news to report.
You better believe it, Tim, and always appreciate you and your work. Let's keep our fingers crossed for basketball as well as the other sports this weekend and wish everybody a safe rest of the week. And go Devils!
Go Devils, always. Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for joining us for the Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
From vintage sneakers to bacon-scented soap to water fountains for your pet, all can be had with a few simple clicks. Problem is, you never really know what you're going to get until they show up at your door. Introducing Ford Blue Advantage. It's used car buying that's built for you. Not only can you shop for used vehicles online, in person, or both, you can also test drive before you buy, so you know exactly what you're getting. Plus, get history reports, vehicle inspections, Ford warranties, and the expertise of factory-trained techs. Visit FordBlueAdvantage.com today.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
Circle K says, ASU fans, like Sparky. Stop by your local Circle K to refill your tank. Circle K stores offer many drink options in a Polar Pop foam cup starting at 79 cents. Guaranteed to keep your drink cold longer. Circle K is also home to a large assortment of Circle K snacks from chips and nuts to candy. All great quality with a great price. Stop by your local Circle K and check it out. Forks up.
A regular hard seltzer usually sounds like this. But with added antioxidant vitamin C, Vizzy Hard Seltzer just hits different.
Vitamin C.
You hear that?
Vitamin C.
Regular hard seltzer. Vizzy Hard Seltzer.
Vitamin C.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer is available now. Try it today. Vizzy. Step up your seltzer game. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Fort Worth, Texas, flavored beer.